Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest in the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So excited today, I got my longtime friend Sarah Flynn with us from Master Insurance. Hey Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi Kevin, thank you for having me.
So Sarah, just talk a little bit about the agency you work for.
Yeah, so I work for Asset Insurance Agency. We're currently located at 100 Corba Place in Peabody, Massachusetts. However, with the current situation, we are all working remotely for the safety of our coworkers as well as our clients. And
well, like you said, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but luckily we're still full service. We can still do everything we were able to do in the office at home, which is great. And business as usual.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. So now talk about the types of insurance you offer. Do you do both residential and commercial?
Yes. So we do both personal lines insurance as well as commercial lines insurance. On the personal side, we do primarily auto, home, including condo and renters, as well as dwelling and specialty items like motorcycles and boats. And then on the commercial side, we'll do general liability policies as well as personal professional liability, cyber liability, which can be an endorsement on certain commercial policies or a standalone, and then also workers' compensation. And the businesses that we write for range from blue-collar workers to just office or clerical work, and then construction as well as transportation.
Now, Sarah, one of the challenges is people often don't know what the difference is between one company and another. So what do you think makes your agency different?
So our agency is very tech savvy. I've been in the insurance business for over 8 years, and this is by far the most technologically advanced company that I've had the pleasure of working for. It makes my job and customer interactions seamless. Our in-office phone system is also on all of our cell phones, so we can see real-time calls coming through, whether or not we're physically in the office. It also makes it easier since a client can reach me directly by either my direct office line, if you call the generic office line an extension, and my cell phone, and the call comes through to me in one location. Especially makes it easier times like these when people don't know who they should be calling or what number they should be calling. It all comes through my cell phone, and we can easily pick up that call. The system also is smart enough that if a call comes through the office system and first agent doesn't pick it up within 15 seconds and go to the next agent, it ensures that all calls and texts get answered. Our phone system also allows for text to the agency, which is great. So some people like to text and a quick text during lunch break or while they're sitting at home and had a quick question. The text will come through our phones, all of our computer systems, and it'll actually log those messages within the client's profile. And then when any agent responds, this response is sent out, pops up on our phones, computers, and also logs them in the client's profile. Then our agency management system runs fluently, whether I'm on my desktop, my laptop, my cell phone, or tablet, and I can see any client's full profile and assist with that client, even if it's not my personal customer. It really helps us work together as a team and lets us connect to all the agency's customers when they do call in. And then all of our applications are completely paperless. We are a digital agency, which makes it easier on us. It makes it easier on the client. And then we also have an instant messaging service that runs on our computers as well as our phones. So we're constantly connected to one another, multiple points of contact with each other throughout the day, even while working from home. And then our group is also very well seasoned. Everyone's been in the business for over 5 years. Some of us have been in the business for 15. And then everyone is multilingual. So we speak English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Cambodian, which is, makes a great big demographic that they're able to cover. I don't personally speak all those languages, but we do have agents that that can do that. So if someone does call and they need someone that can speak Cambodian, or I believe she, I cannot pronounce it, but Melissa is the agent in our office who does speak Cambodian. The technical name for it is Q, and I don't believe I, or it's K-H-M-E-R. So if anyone speaks it, they can give us a call.
So, Sarah, one of the questions you must get all the time is, you know, why should I go through an agency or an agent versus just going direct? What's the advantage?
So the main advantage is options. When you call a direct writer, they've got one product, one company, and they're kind of trying to fit square peg into a round hole. With an agent, they're going to be able to give you multiple options. And it's not always about the lowest price, and they can provide a more custom experience and policies that will benefit the client. And for some, it is about the lowest price, and we can do that too. But others are looking for more specific coverage limits, and it's easier for us to be able to provide those options. For example, ride sharing, when Uber and Lyft started coming out, there was a big disconnect between Uber and the insurance companies on who's providing coverage at what time. A lot of carriers now have adopted an endorsement that they can provide coverage for people who are doing rideshare companies. But this wasn't always, in fact, the case. Telematics is also a large factor in the auto insurance world. It's becoming a lot more popular. You see Progressive commercials talk about rate suckers and the ability to put a plug-in device to monitor driving behaviors on insurance to save on insurance rates. And then there's some carriers that their telematic device is an app that you can download onto a phone. And then at times they can either offer rate reductions or they can offer a point system to use towards gift cards for Amazon, for Starbucks, which is a really nice feature. So if someone doesn't want to have their telematics system reduce insurance rates or have an impact on their insurance rates, you can put them with a carrier that's going to do a benefit program. And then we also have carriers that will cover pet injuries resulting in auto accidents. People are really into their pets. I am one of those people. I travel a lot with my dogs in the car. So it was really important to me to have a carrier that's going to provide medical services if they were injured in an auto accident.
Interesting. Never would have thought of that.
Yeah, it's a new, it's kind of like a niche, one of those. So when we start asking you if you like Starbucks or if you like pets for your auto insurance, that's kind of where our heads are going. But some people are, you know, it's not necessarily a very common question. But I also worked at Starbucks for 10 years, and when I found out that there are companies out there that their telematics system gives you points to use towards $10 gift cards at Starbucks, I was all on board. So I put my insurance at the company that gives you Starbucks cards every week for driving safe.
That is pretty cool. So, Sarah, what's the correlation between the mass registry and an insurance policy? Is there any relationship there?
There is a large relationship between the registry and a mass auto policy. Then every insurance company in the state of Massachusetts, their system runs off a mass registry. I don't think people realize how much information is transferred from the registry to their auto insurance policy throughout the policy year. Everything from their driving history to when they got a ticket to the day it got ticketed, the day it got surcharged on their license, all the way down to the vehicle information as well as their annual mileage. So basically every year you get car inspected, you pull into a gas station or a car repair shop, and they check, you know, brake lights, make sure the car's running properly. But most people don't know it's during that inspection, they are also recording the miles on your car and submitting that back to the Mass Registry. At that time, the Mass Registry reports that annual mileage to your insurance company, and that's how your insurance company rates on your annual mileage. So you can tell your agent till you're blue in the face that I only drive 8,000 miles a year, but when you get your car inspected, they're recording that information and running it through the registry. So it's pretty crazy how much it really depends on that registry and what they're recording that gets sent back to your insurance company.
So, Sarah, I got a question about homeowners insurance. So what is the correlation between the replacement cost and the market value of my home?
So this is a big point of contention, I think, for people within the insurance industry and lenders and mortgage brokers. So there is, on the insurance side, we're just worried about the property. If in the event the property was a total loss, how much it's going to cost to rebuild the structure with cost of labor and materials to build the structure to how it stands today, which is very different from market value. Market value is going to calculate your land. It's going to calculate where you're living. It's also going to be dependent on where we are in the market. So 6 years ago, I bought my house for, $285,000. Today, my house, if I were to put it on the market, is closer to $400,000. And nothing's changed with how it's going to be built. There's no added square footage. But my replacement cost should ideally be the same with the small inflation for cost of labor. So a lot of people kind of get hung up on that number. So when I purchased my house for $285,000, replacement cost was closer to $180,000, which is accurate. It's a single story, slab, only 950 square feet. It's not going to cost $300,000 to build that type of property. So it makes sense that it's only $180,000. But as a new home buyer, I see that and I see how much money I'm lending and I get nervous. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that that's properly taken care of. So insurance companies, they started putting things like additional replacement cost up to 25% or additional replacement cost up to 50% or guaranteed replacement cost, which would be the best option. It gives it an unlimited cap. That way, if something does happen for whatever reason, it extends much above that dwelling replacement, you're going to be protected. But there is no correlation to market value versus your replacement cost. It's really going to depend on how much it's really going to build on your property to how it stands.
So, Sarah, we've got about a minute left. What's your contact information? How can people reach out to you to learn more?
Yeah, so I can be reached either by phone or email. My direct line in my cell phone that is available Monday through Monday is 978-423-4328. And people can call or text that number. And then also email is just Sarah with an H at insurewithasset.com. And we are available Monday through Friday as well as weekends. Weekends are touch and go, but we try to get back to people as soon as possible. We send a message, let them know we're out and about, and usually set up a good time to chat.
Awesome. So I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to call into the show today. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Have a good night. Bye now.
Have a good one. You too. Bye-bye.